Day number 17, No Graven Image, part 2, Crises of Faith. Read Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 10, and John 6, verses 60 through 69. Anyone walking in relationship with the invisible God has suffered when their inaccurate conceptions of God, called graven images by Elizabeth Elliot, are exposed. For many, this constitutes a crisis of faith, of which it could be said that if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. Sadly, not everyone's faith survives. Early followers. One time after Jesus taught a really hard lesson that some of his followers didn't understand, the Bible says some turned away. John 6, verses 66 through 68, it says, "From that time on, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." The 12 were equally as baffled by Jesus' hard teaching as were those who turned away, but their faith held up. Jesus looked to them and said, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." True disciples survive the test, but usually not without scars. Jeremiah. Jeremiah's crisis of faith came when he realized that the task he thought God had given him turned out to be something quite different. He cried out to the Lord, "Oh Lord, you deceived me and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed." Jeremiah 20, verse 7. Certainly Jeremiah knew God wouldn't trick or overpower him, but sometimes what we know and what we feel can differ greatly. At times like this, survival requires a trust rooted not in what we feel, but in who God is and his ability to hold us fast to him. Moses. One of Moses' crises of faith came when God responded in a way Moses didn't expect. God told Moses he would use him to deliver Israel from Pharaoh's hand. With the hopes of Israel raised, Moses confronts Pharaoh exactly as God instructed. Imagine Moses' alarm when this encounter resulted in Pharaoh increasing Israel's hardship. The Israelites' hearts are now soured toward Moses, who cries out to God, "Lord, why have you brought trouble upon this people? Is this why you sent me?" Disillusionment. It hurts. God is who he is, not who we imagine him to be. He does as he wills, not always as we expect. While clashes between the God that is and the God of our imaginations often go without being resolved in reason, they will always be resolved in a stronger faith in the true God, as long as we don't let our faith die.